guys! This is your host, Miranda, of the Life Sucks podcast. Just wanted to remind you that, as always, copyright licensing information can be found in the episode notes, as well as any content or trigger warnings. And of course, I wanted to thank you for listening in, be it your first time or you are an avid listener. And to let you know that we are available to subscribe pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we stream exclusively from anchor.fm. I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr as Miranda Gilestorm, M. Gilestorm in some inversion of that. So find me, follow me, like, subscribe, you know, do your thing. And again, thank you for listening, and on behalf of our whole Life Sucks podcast crew, I hope that you enjoy this podcast.
Okay, so week two of the Life Sucks podcast.
Woo!
Yeah. Welcome, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep. So I have Riley, yay, TJ, Josh, and my husband Cody, and we're going to talk about introversion, because I am an extrovert in a room full of introverts.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Shockingly.
You are outnumbered and outmatched, but we will not overtake you because we'll be too busy hiding.
Yes. I collect you.
I'll be hiding in my bed.
I collect you all.
So are we like Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, all right. So if you look in the textbook, next to extroversion, it talks about people who gain their energy from social interaction. That's me. You look on Urban Dictionary about extroverts, it's going to be someone who social butterfly, goes out partying, loves
be introvert.
All of the attention. That's also going to be me. Probably the one throwing the parties, mixing the drinks, that's also going to be me.
I prefer the term social pterodactyl, because that's kind of what you are.
That's probably your brother.
Yeah, so that's me. So I am an extrovert, but you guys are all introverts, and so today our episode is titled The Misconception of Introversion. So, TJ, you also are a counseling major.
Yes.
You did counseling for a while, did supervision, things like that, a little bit. So, you are also in the mental health profession.
Yes.
Cody and Riley, you guys also have your own mental health treatments that you were undergoing.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you just want to be here to commentate.
I like being here.
We love having you here. So.
Great.
All right.
That hit burned my throat.
All right. So I guess my first question really is, if I were to say the stereotypical introvert thing is you guys are all just shy, how would you respond?
No.
Oh, that shit.
No.
I'm responding with a middle finger.
I mean, I can be, but I'm also, like, in certain groups, I'm very loud and obnoxious and outgoing, just not in most regular social situations. I like my core group of friends, and I like hanging out with certain people, and that's where I'll kind of open up and be a social butterfly, but it's only very certain situations.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
I like our group of friends, that's about it. Everybody else? No. No. Fuck that shit.
I mean, for me, like, in order to establish, like, another group of friends, it requires time and trust. For me, like, personally, it took time for me to, like, open myself up to people and to actually feel comfortable in a group setting. But once I know who those people are and I've established rapport with them and them with me, I feel more relaxed. I feel like I'm able to be more of myself and open up myself more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that being said, we kind of run on batteries when it comes to social interactions.
Yeah, I can only take so much.
I like my bed.
I can only take so much before, like, nope, I'm done. I don't want to see or talk to anybody else. I need time to recharge. And you've been, like, we're at, like, we'll be at, like, Thanksgiving dinner or something. We'll spend the morning with my parents and then go to your parents' house by the time I'm just like, no, I don't want to deal with any more people.
Yeah.
I just want to be
alone. Whereas I'm like, let's go have a drink.
Let's do this, let's do that, let's go talk to everybody, let's make friends with the neighbors. And all of us are just like, no!
Like, I don't make friends with neighbors.
We don't know neighbors.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I kind of know the neighbors. I like her.
Yeah, none of us introverts know your neighbors, because...
Well, somehow this podcast is going to get to the neighbor you don't like.
I know them.
What the fuck does she mean she doesn't like us?
No, I like her.
I'm talking about the ones the
they're
other way.
The other ones.
Yeah,
we've talked to them. We just haven't, like.
There is an offended old person within at least 50 feet.
Next house over that way. She's the one who emailed us about it.
I'm gonna burn a pie and put it on your
down
front
like,
porch.
No, just one house over.
No.
Who emailed you about your dog?
I bet they might be pretty entertaining. The other day I was coming out here on my day
Someone
off.
Someone was always out in her garden.
I was gonna say she was out there.
Who emails you about a dog?
Our dog barks too much.
Tough shit.
Cool. So anyway, introversion.
No, this is an introvert. You can get in trouble for that. You can be fined for that.
Yes,
you can get
Yeah, you can get a ticket for that.
Noise ordinance, right? Or sound
it's
ordinance?
It's not even a noise ordinance. It's just the fact that it's an HOA.
It's a nuisance, yeah. Yeah, I don't even think you have to be
in
an HOA.
Well, I call that neighbor a nuisance. I want to put something against them.
Anyway.
Grievances. This
town
is a
grievance.
We have
to edit a lot of this out.
So... pain to do with syncing the video and the audio. You don't even know.
That's why you do the clap. And you use that clap as a reference point.
Clap!
No, but it has to be like inside of the video. So like,
TJ is inside of the video. Maybe I'll pop off. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Hey. See what I mean by being able to like open myself up more to people, though? Like,
Riley's like, please, babe. Please, babe.
But no, seriously, like, any other group setting, you wouldn't catch me dead doing any of this. I would be the quietest person
in the
room.
People. I don't hang out with other people. I don't have friends other than this group.
Actually, it's funny. I've, like...
You're making friends at work.
Yeah, I'm friends with my one coworker. Fuck everyone else. I like my one coworker.
Actually, coworkers are all gonna hear this. I'm gonna email it to
No, I'm not gonna tell them about it.
I'm gonna email it to everyone.
Have you even listened to my first podcast?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm gonna email it to every one of your coworkers and be like, guess which one she likes.
She'll know.
Actually, it's funny because, like, recently, as a developing point, I've actually come to gain another group of people I actually like, and that kind of spawned from work, but then sort of sect off into its own thing. It's my
D&D
dungeon
group.
My Dungeons and Dragons group.
They're
and
cool.
And I'll tell you what, like,
yeah,
most of the people I met were from work, but then I found out they were nerds like me, and so we had common ground to stand on to like converse. And then we started a D&D campaign at this person's house who used to work there. And I met this random guy, and he was pretty cool.
Which
and,
random
and,
guy?
Pedro, or Petros.
Petro or Pedro.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. So he was.
If he's Greek, it's like Petros.
Yeah. So he was the only person in that group I had ever met, but now he's like one of my closest friends.
He's
like,
fucking cool.
He's really cool, and he's also very evil in terms of D&D, and I will never forgive him for not resurrecting my kid. I'm sorry. No, I'm just
You're still salty?
They didn't use a genie's... Okay, no, we're not bringing
You're
that up
You're still salty?
This has nothing to do with introversion.
A little bit.
Started. This
but
will
be
a whole
fair,
podcast about
but to
D&D.
Be fair, my character gets his own story arc, so, like, about
just
getting...
Just
stop playing that in my face.
Okay. Anyway,
so moving on to the actual topic.
So you actually have managed to develop a new friend group. Riley has other friends.
Yes.
She's lying. So
you guys are like my
friends.
Like
you are full of shit.
This is like my like main friend.
And
group.
Josh hasn't said anything for all of his bullshit talk about making his smart ass comments through the whole thing.
Well, now I'm just here so I don't get fined.
What? Well, apparently we're gonna get fined for being noisy, but look. I can't believe nobody has ever complained about our music, but we can get a complaint about our dog.
It's a dog. They fucking bark.
Well,
it's a fucking rip.
The other room's sounding.
You can still hear it.
Yeah, you can hear that drum room. All the time.
Not really.
But like,
no,
but,
yes you can.
But like from the next house over though?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyways. So, you mentioned the, like, being on batteries. I started with the stereotype of being an introvert, being shy, withdrawn. I call Cody an indoor cat.
That's a perfect description.
He's an indoor cat.
I like certain people, and I'll let you know when I want attention, and when I don't, tell you better leave me alone or I will swat at you.
I mean, I feel
wow.
like a cat once I'm actually in bed.
That's so
accurate. Yes! Like, yes.
That's, no, that's,
although, if you
no,
keep
that's
lying to me, I'm going to kick you in the face.
I'll,
really
I'll walk up to give me attention. Give me attention. Feed me. Attention. Love me. And then 10 minutes later, go away. I don't go away. I don't want to talk to you.
No!
And then he's back in the studio and he doesn't want any of our attention. He just wants to hide. Like Link under the bed.
Because he's had his fill and now he needs sleep.
So I was going to say that the textbook definition of introversion really is that you expend social energy and expend energy in social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that you got, unlike me, who leaves a gathering of people feeling energized and rearing and ready to go and feeling better, you guys feel more...
I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, it takes more out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a great way to explain, like, what my introversion is, like, at its peak and I'm super sick of people, is when I lay down in bed and all I think of is, I wish I was the bed. Like, I don't want to be a person laying in bed. I want to be the bed and sink into the bed. Well,
there's been times where, like, everybody's been over here at, like, 11 o'clock at night still, and I just walk out of the room and go to bed. I'm just done.
I've had...
We know. No,
that's a good
You've had moments with me where, like, where I've been too loud, and you're like, TJ, you're too loud, and, like, I'm kind of shocked at that, because I'm not really a loud person.
You talk loud.
So do you!
Yeah, you talk.
Your voice carries. Your voice carries.
Oh, I get
that's
loud
good in terms
fuck.
Of...
If I start, like, like, when I get loud, I just start screeching.
There you go.
We
so,
need
you know.
To, like, have, like, someone has the conch. This is a podcast, guys.
wants to hold the weed.
No! He put the weed away.
True.
Okay, so
by the way, it makes
you
me a really good listener.
You might get demonetized talking about weed.
You're really a listener, but there's no snark, Josh. Where's
by
the
way, you might get demonetized on YouTube if you talk about weed.
I'm not monetized on YouTube.
You have to make it to 1,000
I've gotten copyrighted before, so they might...
I'm not copyrighted because my music is CCO. Licensed.
I've been copyrighted before, even when I put in the description who the artist was.
Doesn't matter. Mine's
all
CCO licensed.
You.
Stupid. So
you
still might get pissy though.
Nope.
So let me just ask this as kind of like a general question. What is the one misconception that you guys have run into the most about introverts? Like the biggest misconception, like maybe like even like the main one. Aside from the shyness.
You're just shy. You just have to pray that you're more extroverted.
Has someone really told you to pray to be more outgoing?
Mike has literally told me
oh my God.
That I shouldn't be an introvert and not like people because I am a child of God.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, I just don't like people. Like, they can all fuck off.
Well then.
Brittany's like, okay.
Somebody hasn't heard of the phrase, variety is the spice of life, in terms of human
or all things to all people. That's a biblical concept. We could try that one. Just saying.
Sure.
I've had people think that I'm shy because I can be quiet at times.
And I used
at
to
work,
be actually
I'm professional
shy.
And quiet. Okay, leave me alone. Don't give me that face.
I mean, I actually used to actually be shy.
Okay. I have never been shy in my life.
I've always been
I mean, I had the kind
side.
Of shyness where, like, I didn't look people in the eyes. Like, I physically couldn't. Because it made me really uncomfortable.
I think the biggest for me is, like, that I don't like people.
Oh, I get that one. That's
like, either that I don't like certain
me,
people, or I don't like people as a whole. It's like, no, that's not true. It's just not.
What?
Yeah. I think
in order for me to open up, like, we need to have something in common. Like, I have...
Or just be like,
or
you talk about the text.
I have friends at work, but we...
It's
a guitarist and a drummer.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions about being an introvert is people think you're rude. Because there's just sometimes you just don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
And people expect a response.
You get to a point in your day where, like, you're just tired of talking, and then when people, like, ask you a question, you're just like, huh? And they kind of just look at you, and you're just like, no.
We had a textbook when we were in high school for our AP language class that was called Everything's an Argument. Yes, I remember. I remember how dreadful it was. But the premise was that even saying hello is an argument that you deserve a response.
Hello, Brittany. Fucking reply to me.
That's just how you and I engage. Oh, sorry, I totally just stomped on my dog.
That lightning is insane.
But, like, it's literally that premise of, if I engage with you, I expect a response from you.
You can kiss my ass if they expect a response
exactly.
from each other.
I'm okay. like that, but I will turn around and look at someone and go, I don't have time for this right now. Because I am like that.
Oh, I'll just, like, nod my head to people.
I don't.
Like, by, like, the end of my workday, I'm, like, nodding my head to people, and they're just like, can you talk? And I'm like, no.
Well, Cody tells me to use my words all the time, but I'm usually just being giggled.
You don't like to give straight answers to anything.
Neither do you.
No.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Do you want pizza?
No.
Do you want this?
That's
no.
one thing. It's, like, stuff that has a yes or no answer, she will not say yes or no.
You say, I don't know.
I don't like concrete answers.
It'll be something stupid.
It's like you being like, what time are you picking me up? Or what time do I have to pick you up? 6:15 or 6:30? And I'm like, yes. And you're like, that's not an answer. And I'm like...
That frustrated me so
much. He got so frustrated. I'm like,
you're such a player.
It
hurts, though.
He's like, 6 o'clock to 6:15. I'm like, yes.
I'm an INFJ.
Oh, God. Do we have to bring up personality
types? INFP.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is like, no.
I can listen to a lot of things right now, but that is not one of them.
I think that was, when I checked, I was INFJ.
I am an INFJ.
You know, honestly...
I am an ENTJ, which is classified as the dictator.
INFP.
So you run a small country via communism?
INFP. Sounds like a king.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah,
she's going to be the queen of Rhode Island.
It's not an island.
I didn't name it.
She's not a king!
Okay, so I think...
I could be a king. It's a station, not a gender.
I'm a king.
You
By
are?
Default.
Freddie Mercury was a queen. Just saying.
Yo, I think that's not okay.
What?
Don't get offended.
Okay, so...
Oh, not! Too soon!
Too soon! Sorry!
Tune in next week for...
I was just trolling, guys.
Okay, so I actually think one big misconception, and this has come from my family, is, you know, you don't really extend yourself that much. Why don't you try, like, you know, like, branch out and make friends with other people? It's like, you really expect me to just go, like, walk up to a random group of people and be like, hi, be friends?
Okay, so here's the thing, like, if you go out with, like, my mom, and it's, like, her little group of friends, and you need more juice, don't you? Go get your vape juice.
Whatever. I'm, like, awkwardly scared to go
out. It's a dependency.
I'm being an introvert, bye!
It's not how that works!
Well, at least we have a demonstration already.
Anyway.
You can use the
JCM 850
lot on here for 11.
And another demonstration.
Tune in next week for ADHD.
Stop it. Okay, so like, if you were to go out to, say, the pizza, where my mom hangs out at the most, and all of her friends, because obviously I get my extrovertedness from my mother, if anybody knows us, and you were to... watch or just spend any time with us, you would gain approximately 3 friends each outing, because that's what my mother does. My mother is going camping next weekend, and apparently at least 2 or 3 new people from the bar, the pizza, are coming to our campsite where we keep our camper, and my mother is now putting her tent.
It's not really camping.
Glamping. They call it glamping.
I mean, when me and TJ slept in the tent, it was fucking camping.
That's not camping.
Well, she's putting up the tent for Brittany.
If you're in the camp,
or the tent. It's fucking camping.
You gotta have at least a couple Bear Grylls moments out there.
Next
weekend.
Was that our anniversary?
My name is Bear Grylls.
Well, things are looking rough. Better think I think. Bear Grylls.
True. Next weekend is Bear Grylls Fest.
In order to survive in the wilds.
Anyways. So yes, this has been plenty of content talking about introverts as Riley fills her CBD juice for her anxiety. Cody hasn't put his phone down once.
He's not addicted to it though. Don't let him fool you. He's not addicted.
I'm looking at gear.
Yeah, you're not addicted to it.
I'm looking for one thing to buy myself for my birthday.
Did you need one gear?
Please.
Never.
So?
How many guitars do we have?
Eight or nine?
I plead the fifth.
Are you joking me right now?
20?
Higher.
Fuck 30. Off. You don't need
one
shit.
Less.
You don't need
shit.
Well,
one.
I mean, if
that's
you make it an even 30.
No!
Yeah.
And then don't buy anymore.
I like that plan.
Just make it even.
What the fuck, Riley?
29 is my comfortable number!
Oh my god!
No, this
See,
is good.
Like
She's
her.
Coping like an introvert.
I like her.
I'm feeling introverted because it's been around me!
You know
she plants explosive thoughts and then runs away. Hey, Cody, buy more guitars. Bye! Yeet!
Yeet! I hate that word!
Yeah, hey, there's
two more I want. I want something with active pickups. With
not two, because then it's uneven again.
I can put down and drop B.
It has to be
I
even
can I can sell a couple of the ones I have now. And I want a Grinch White Falcon.
Yeah, just like
that's
just like you can fix my amp.
That sounds like a spaceship.
And when I get my Christmas bonus.
Yeah, right?
All I'm thinking is I can sell like a few guitars, yeah, just like you can fix my amp that I gave you back in December.
I'll fix it.
Uh-huh.
I'll fix it.
Actually, no, I gave it to you before you two had your issues.
So then that was before October.
I gave you that amp a fucking while
ago. Try August.
Yeah, I gave it to you a while ago.
You guys want to make a ska band? I'll get a trumpet.
No.
Can you play the trumpet?
Yeah.
We were just talking about needing a player. Can you play the trombone by any chance?
Yeah.
I can play the flute!
I can read treble or bass clef.
No, but can you play it?
I think I remember slide positions.
It's so fucking hard to
can
play.
You make car noises?
Can you make car noises?
I can play the euphonium or the baritone.
No, we just need a trombone to make really obnoxious comments. This is still on the podcast, we need to stop.
No, I think this is all
we're polluting the audio.
You should just
fun.
Not edit anything.
Yeah, just leave all this in there.
This is past 20 minutes. This is far
That's
too
fine.
Long.
That's good content.
Yeah, just end it now and leave it
the
all.
The podcasts I listen to are like an hour and 10 minutes. About
my last
gear.
One was 15 minutes long.
No, just leave it.
Okay, whatever.
That's too short.
Okay,
we have so much content, they have to be involved with us.
Yeah. They have to understand how
like,
fucked up we are.
Oh my god.
Very.
Honestly,
that's how, we can't even get started on that.
That's how much fucked up we are.
I got about 15 minutes and I'll be good
just
for
roll
conversation
out my scroll
again.
With how many
the side
around.
Banter is
like,
better than the actual
oh
content.
My god.
That's
okay.
How you know it's a good podcast.
Oh god. You're lecturing me on podcasts now? Really?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Who listens to more podcasts?
How would you even know what I listen to? You don't know what I do at work.
True.
I sit by myself in the back of the baker's table and
I
make 35 fucking sandwiches
fucking
to deliver at 11 o'clock.
You have nearly adopted the podcast. I was born in it.
I was going to make a make me a sandwich joke, but I decided against it.
Yeah, why? I don't even have my knife, so at least
she
would have been
kicked.
Safe.
She has a blowtorch.
That's true.
You
we do
have
called...
a blowtorch.
She could set people on fire.
So I didn't
so...
successfully set the green tea leaves on fire.
As long as you don't throw these torches into the fire, we're good, because that'll make a lot louder bombs.
I'm still sad about
There's
that.
There's a
fire.
Good chance I burned down the house.
Cool-ass blowtorches!
Wait. Hang on.
What
happened? We're going back to that point, Josh.
Hold on.
I didn't hear what you said.
What did you say, Josh?
Hang on. All right. Story time, Josh. You have the floor.
You have the floor.
You guys were there.
No, I genuinely didn't hear what you said.
Oh, we're talking about that.
I didn't
okay.
hear what you said.
No, I never committed arson on purpose.
That's good.
So you did it on accident?
That's
I
good.
Know.
I don't know.
You almost did it on
accident. I don't know what arson
yeah,
is.
Fair.
Accident? Arson? You don't know what arson is, Riley?
fucking me we're talking about.
Intentionally burning something down for fun.
Not necessarily for fun.
Or for insurance fraud. Deal with that.
No, technically arsonists, serial arsonists do it for sexual gratification.
That's weird.
Huh. I want to light this person's house on fire.
I should have sent you that link to every single kink. There's like over 200.
It burns so good.
Brittany's like, no!
You guys don't understand.
There's
psychology.
Are you talking about people, Matt?
There's
no weird places.
There's
like,
no!
That is literally pedophilia. Pedophilia is a kink.
Anything's a kink if you want it to be.
Oh my god, why are we having this conversation right now?
That is some bread.
We're supposed to be talking about introversion.
Whatever gets the gears turning.
Oh god.
Did you get
Josh?
My gears turning, Josh?
We haven't even smoked the tea leaves yet!
Figure this out, I am too numb.
Figure what out?
That's sucker.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I don't know how to, like...
Are we
you literally burn the tea leaves, and then you smoke it.
So you got a carb on the side? So you light it with it on the carb and start sucking in, and then let go of the carb and it all comes in.
Oh, let go of the what?
Welcome to Vapecast.
We're not even vaping?
Well, we were,
you are.
But my mate died.
I'm a professional, it's okay.
I haven't charged to say anything.
At all? You really don't pay much.
I literally finished a whole pod tonight.
Yeah, but that's a lot more in a pod.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the only thing I don't like about these is that you don't put a lot of juice.
But still more than my other one was. Anyways, this is not relevant to mental health in any way, shape, or form.
We should stop the podcast now and then smoke theaters.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't do it. Podcasting.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Anyways. Anyway. You have to mix them then?
No! You can't continue with that podcast since apparently.
And then you're gonna play Super Smash Brothers.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've got mixing to do.
He hates playing Super Smash Brothers. It's too much chaos because Cody cannot handle chaos.
I need music.
Fair. It'll make him feel introverted. That's a good note to end on.
Okay.
Well, we could talk about the issues with chaos. Do you guys deal with that? You can't handle overstimulus?
Depends.
Yes.
Because he has a major issue with it. That's part of our deal with Arthur right now.
I get overstimulated in weird situations. Like, loud-ass concerts don't bug me in the slightest, but, like, if we're all in the house and we're all being really loud, and
yeah,
I start feeling tired... I literally, you'll see me plug my ears for, 30 seconds and then unplug them and then I'm fine.
Like, if, let's say, Brit is watching something on her laptop, and Micah has his tablet going, and somebody's playing music, and the TV, I just can't do it, I'll just walk out of the room.
It'll annoy the shit out of me.
Honestly, I don't know if that's, an introversion thing, or just...
Anxiety?
Yeah.
Well, but you don't deal with anxiety, do you?
I do.
Okay, you do.
So
to the medicated level that the rest of us are.
Well,
TJ didn't have anxiety?
Well, he doesn't do the medication thing like most of us do.
Has it ever been diagnosed?
No.
I mean, it was never really diagnosed for me.
I just went to the doctor
and said, hey, I have anxiety. And they're like, here you go, here's medicine. And I'm like,
I diagnosed you. You're full of shit.
I think...
He has a conscience.
So I think my biggest thing is that... And this is kind of something we discussed when we were at the last show over at the Rebel Base. We had discussed why I don't like going to shows. It's not because I don't like the music or anything like that. I mean, I'm not an enthusiast, but I don't hate it. It's not like something I like revel like, oh, I don't like the loud music. I do, but sometimes it's overstimulating for me. And then I have to, I can't be in that situation for too long. Riley, when she was taking photos, in the room, she was wanting me to come in so bad. And a few times I did. But the problem was that I was just very, I got overstimulated too fast. But part of it was,
Well, that room was packed. To the max.
There's
so many
people.
I hate
the crowds either.
No, it's so
mind-wracking.
I don't like crowds in dark rooms.
I think that's one place where I'm a little bit different. It's every show, I've been at 5,000-6,000 people shows right up front and center with 5,000 people behind me, and I'm completely fine.
Yeah, that's how I was at Warped Tour.
I mean? Yeah.
I was dead in the crowd.
That's
why
I was under oath every time I die.
Yeah.
You know, the more chaotic a show is, I was at the Chariots last show where people were stage diving all night and they were pulling us up on stage, and I was stage diving, and I loved it. You know what I mean?
I think
It was just full of people that I've never met before. Although David was there. And
yeah.
David was like a real friends with David.
Rub the bottle.
But you know, I can get around thousands of people, hundreds of people I don't know, be right up in the middle of it, and be stage diving, and I'm fine. You know what I mean? That doesn't affect me.
But being in the house with all of our friends who
yeah.
you have said that you feel secure around can be overstimulating.
That's
yeah.
introversion for you. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, that I.
It might.
See, my sensory issues stem from PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was.
Fresh. That's gonna look cool.
I know, this video's gonna be insane.
Yeah.
I think I only had one anxiety attack moment at the last Warped Tour, and that was when, like, I was so stuck in the crowd, and at one point I literally had to, like, shove my way to the gate, and I got a security guard's attention. I'm like, can you pick me up? And he's like, why? I'm like, anxiety. And he's like, okay. And all the people in the crowd kind of helped me get over the gate.
Yeah, no, when I'm at a concert, nothing really phases me.
Yeah.
Like at that Under Oath show when somebody stage dived and landed on my nose and my nose was just like pouring blood everywhere.
Oh,
and the security
yeah.
guard was like trying to get me out. I'm like, no, I'm not leaving.
Like, no, I'm fine.
I'm literally standing there with a towel, blood all over my face, and I'm just like, no, I'm staying.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
fine. I'm good.
Yeah. I
mean,
I got kicked in the head a few times.
But like, that's another thing. It's like playing
I would
music.
Never do that. I would literally grab the person's ankle and throw them on the
like,
floor.
I stand in the back.
He would
hate
Warped
Tour. I would.
Yeah.
Oh. He would.
Besides the heat and
and so many people.
Just
and
so
sweat
everybody
and
listening to the podcast knows, I sweat like a pig in
it
summer.
It reeks
like
blood.
I'm literally
loud.
A polar bear.
You would hate everything about Warped Tour right now.
Do the viewers know
so
we live in
Mean bright.
City?
They know that we are in Florida. They know that we're miserable here in Florida.
It's hot as balls.
I love it.
No, this is Meme County, Florida.
It's
true.
It's hot as balls.
That's true.
It's true.
I can never show my mother this podcast.
And Deputy Mayor is arrested for practicing medicine without a license.
And then
firing on a SWAT team.
Yeah. Firing a weapon on a SWAT team.
Yeah.
We are literally like the Florida Man County.
We are the Florida
We're
Man
one
County.
Of them. There's a few of those. I mean, Miami, you got people eating people's faces with bath salts.
That was a long time ago.
And Duval
that
County.
Was like
Duval
four
County
years
is
ago.
Its own special.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Duval
yeah.
County isn't some special place.
Well, you gotta imagine there's so many problems
so
with Florida because we're where everybody comes to. So
we
I
are,
think that's why it becomes.
We are the sewer pipe.
Now.
We are the sewer pipe of.
Wait, now
we are.
We're the septic drain. Yeah. Like that's
accurate.
The thing though. It's like
we're
you
the...
screwed up your life in the middle of Indiana. Well, better pack up my stuff and run away to Florida.
Is Florida or California?
It's
yeah.
the butt fuck.
California's too expensive, though.
Mm.
Although
yeah,
I think
but I feel like people do run away to California to have a bum on the beach.
Yeah.
You can't really do that.
I feel
here.
Like people are starting to run away to Colorado.
Well, yeah, weed's legal. And
yeah.
it's got the best economy in the United States. So.
And people from Florida all run away
that
to Seattle.
That lightning was intense.
That's so cool.
I hope
say
it hits my bottle.
Let's move
my
to
hand.
New Orleans.
I still say the mountains of North Georgia.
And I would
came
get
we have a better chance
see,
of not getting killed
seriously,
by a hurricane here.
I'm fine with
seriously, New Orleans is a fucking bowl. You'll drown.
Yeah, you don't want to move to New Orleans.
Never.
I'm fine with mountains.
They're
I'm
like
an introvert. I like mountains and seclusions.
Okay, you don't like the South, and you don't like seafood, and you want to move to Louisiana.
That's what
no,
they
I
eat.
Want to move to New Orleans.
Cajun.
That's
shrimp.
That's same thing,
yes.
but just
no.
with more culture.
Okay. That's like saying Miami is the South.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, because Florida in general is not South.
I mean, scientifically speaking.
There's
North Florida is the South.
Yeah.
You ever been
like
to Pennsylvania?
But like, scientifically speaking, yes, Miami is South.
Jacksonville is its own hell.
Texas is south.
Miami is literally just
Jacksonville
Cuba.
Is literally like
the out of that bottle.
No,
the,
I like squeezing it because then it makes O-rings.
No, it's the Detroit of Florida.
Detroit, yeah. Yeah,
Jacksonville is disgusting. You don't come back the same.
Miami
no.
is just Cuba.
I lived there for 1 year. My family yeeted to North Carolina.
By the way, we just lost like Louisiana, Jacksonville. I think I mentioned Ohio.
I'm pretty sure you said Indiana.
I said Sun Belt, Indiana.
Yeah.
But Ohio's filled with insects anyway, so.
I thought that was West Virginia.
That's Alabama you're thinking.
And
of.
Alabama. All three of those are the top five states.
Guys.
All three of those are the top five.
We're Florida though, so oh, like we can talk crap about any other state. And we're still Florida. We're still Florida.
TJ killed it.
I played with it.
I killed the genie.
Oh, no, just us.
You got me to
I thought I played legit in defense position.
Anyway.
So.
Doing me. Okay. Yeah,
alright, so.
Best, since we're already on where we want to move, where is it you're escaping to? Best case scenario.
Cliffside, Ireland.
Like, if we were to travel anywhere, what do you mean?
Where you're gonna go, run away and live, and happily ever after.
I'm just saying, imagine an acoustic guitar on a bench on the side, like, cliffside next
to
your
castle. Or, like,
fucking
Ireland or some shit.
Oh, I know.
Like, on
water
a set.
Hitting the wall.
Middle of nowhere.
Just on a cliff, like, overlooking water? Fuck yes.
Like that house in a series of unfortunate events that's up on stilts.
Dude, I have, like,
let me
sneak
it.
Dude, I've got, like, two specific locations in mind.
Okay.
And one's, like, the ultimate fallback plan. So the first one is I'd want to run to the mountains because I really like just like the mountain area. It's just like the scenic forests and like the hiking trails. That's where I want to move someday so where I can like make a weekend trip up to the mountains and just hike and climb stuff.
Realize it's like 60% of the country, right?
But if that doesn't work and the government's following me, then my next plan is to go to New Zealand and live in Bag End. I'm not even joking. I will live in a hobbit house and I will be totally fine with that because I will literally be in my dream house. A hole in the ground.
Where are you going now?
She's being introverted.
So,
yes,
honestly, Bilbo Baggins' house, like a hobbit home, I would
we get
totally
on
run
hobbits?
There.
I have two.
How do we make it to hobbits?
Because...
Your perfect escape.
Oh, that's right.
My perfect escape. First was the mountains, then it was the Hobbit home in New Zealand, which they actually filmed at. It's actually a really beautiful location. I'd want
New
to go
New Zealand is just gorgeous.
I totally want to take a trip there someday. I'm going to convince her.
I have
although
two.
I don't think that would be
take
hard.
Much convincing.
I wish I could escape
to, like,
to
go to TCBY.
Donald Trump's brain. That'd be an interesting place.
Alright, so I have two places.
He already
went!
No, he
said
that's...
the Cliffs of Ireland!
Oh, okay. Valid. Please talk to me.
I have two places.
Oops.
First place, give me a cabin in the mountains of North Georgia on a river. I'm so close to Atlanta. There's a big music scene in Atlanta. I'm close to Chattanooga, not too far from Nashville. You have Memphis. So you have, like, all the southern music hubs all right there.
Not
but
good.
I want a cabin, all wood on the inside, and I'm going to turn it into a studio. Think about the sound of the drum room that would be. I want the entire house to be a studio. I'm just going to live in the studio, and that's it. And then, like, if it has, like, three floors, like, we, you know, have bedroom on the top floor, have the main floor be, like, the studio.
In case anyone's wondering, he's describing the exact cabin we stayed in our second year of marriage and our anniversary.
And then the bottom floor, you turn into, like, bunks, so, like, when bands are in there, they can crash in your studio and you charge more money, like an Airbnb. It'd be perfect. It'd be a destination recording studio.
Except it's in North Georgia.
Yeah! That's awesome. You go away to the mountains and you
those
just...
Those are not mountains.
Yes, they are. It's literally the Appalachian Mountains.
I lived in something similar in New York.
I'm from the Rockies.
It's desert.
That's like desert mountains.
Yeah.
They're much larger mountains.
Oh, I agree.
Oh,
but
sure.
The Appalachians are older.
I don't care if they're older.
Almost heaven. West Virginia.
Literally, we were driving through the Appalachians, and I'm like, we have to take trams to get into our mountains where I'm from. You can just drive to these.
Place number two would be, like, I'm not even kidding, middle of the Amazon rainforest.
Why?
I hate spiders. I hate bugs.
And the heat and the humidity.
But it's so beautiful.
Why?
It's so impractical. Or like...
You would be so miserable.
No.
Oh, I know.
Fuck off.
But it'd be pretty, and I'd suffer for beauty because I'm a masochist like that.
Do you see this dog's head in between my legs?
Just let him out here.
Go bark!
He has his muzzle on.
He's gonna erk at us.
Personal
space. He's
gonna
make an erk noise.
Those are my two places. Completely different. But they're both forests.
Yeah.
I just really like that.
I just want to live in the forest. I just want to live in the forest. That's it.
Like, I like forest.
Honestly,
I like forest if there's no bugs.
Well, that's why you go north. There's less bugs.
Yeah. Like, you would catch me in forest, like, all fucking day if there weren't fucking bees swarming my head.
The northwest. Northwest is best.
Either that or.
A different type.
Send me to Ireland. Ireland is fucking beautiful.
I want to be in the mountains, but I don't want to be anywhere where I can hear banjos. Because if you hear banjos, run.
Thank you!
Fuck, run! Oh, this.
There.
Okay. So just for the people who are listening, Riley is showing me a picture of a cabin in the mountains over by a lake bed. And my first thought is Friday the 13th, because I'm expecting some dead motherfucker with
like floating in the
with a bad vengeance boner to like to come popping out of the water and killing innocents.
Or just cabin in the woods.
Oh, don't do that.
That would be brilliant, and you have to admit it.
Yeah, it was. It was, but it was.
So,
I just.
Twist. How do you not like genius? Just genius. Right. You turn a horror film into like a drama and comedy,
thriller.
And it's just.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. It's just so brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening to this still, go to Google and look up LJ Georgia cabins. That's where I want to live. Give me a house there, and I will live there for the rest of my life.
I just love cabins.
Learn how to play every instrument and
like modernized cabins.
Go to the middle of the lake with a guitar.
The only
well,
thing
actually, it's on a river.
Like that.
Yeah, and
you
have rapids.
Like when
yeah, river rapids
and
tar.
Like,
yeah.
When we were staying there, we could literally like walk down from the cabin and just jump on our tubes and get in the, in the river from there.
That was exactly what.
Honestly, as long
that's
as like,
bed, that's cozy
as long as I have like consistent Wi-Fi and like good like internet connection. And a grocery store nearby, I'm good.
Cozy ass bed.
As long as I have access to food and internet, I'm good.
Look, this was literally
like give me those two things and a really comfy bed in the woods, and I'd be fine.
I would die. I think I would literally die. I think I would be so starved for social interaction that
I
would actually die.
I just want a cozy bed.
You would like you crave
that.
Well, you're not.
With like warm.
Not really like a Tampa scene kind of person though.
Yeah.
Like that's where a lot of like all the social interactions can be found. But I can't see you as like going there like specifically in Tampa.
Like Ybor?
I can't see like an Ybor or like like South Howard
I'm
sort
a
of
people-oriented person. Ybor's like
cool.
Place.
Ybor's really cool. It's like I'll walk around Ybor after going to shows, and you have like gangsters, frat bros, stoners, and the LGBTQ community. All just
no,
like
gonna
cool.
lie. You find me some really good Latin clubs that are not far away.
Yeah, you have Latin clubs there too.
Actually,
you
know
and, like, here's all these different
like,
groups of people.
Frequently,
all these different groups of people just are there together, and they all get along, and like. Frat bros are hanging out with drag queens, or hanging out with gangsters, or hanging out with Latinos, and it's like nobody cares. They're all just like, "Hey, we just all want to hang out and do the same thing," and it's beautiful.
I actually have a very good question for you, since you kind of posed a question on our ideal like runaway places.
Mm-hmm.
What is your what would be your favorite go-to places? Not for escape, just like for you. To feel that extrovert satisfaction, where would be like the perfect place?
So like, yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I would love to be in like a thriving city environment where there's like this huge.
I honestly love New York City, even
community.
As an introvert. I loved it.
And
go to Atlanta.
No. And there's constant activity. There's always some place to be, something to do. Like, I can find my local haunts, I can find clubs that I can go to, find vape shops that actually carry CBD, you know, things like that. And that's why, like, the idea of New Orleans is such a draw, because it's got such a rich history to it. It's such a music-oriented community.
It's because you've been watching whatever show
set
in New Orleans.
I was over that show, like, 3 shows ago. You're way behind
the
lines.
I just want a friend like Lucifer.
Man, do you, Brittany, I'm not gonna lie, you are literally describing the nightmares that I wake up from sleep paralysis in. And I feel like, it's just you, like, hey, let's go to New Orleans, like, just standing in the corner and I can't move because I'm petrified of the idea.
And that's the thing,
it's the monster I see out of the corner out of my eye.
You dropped me in an inner city, like when I was working in downtown Tampa, I loved it because I was within walking distance of everything. Like, literally, there was a bar across the street from my office.
Like, I mean, I like that kind of thing.
And all of my coworkers could
just walk for drinks and that kind of thing after work, and we would have a great time.
And there was a rooftop bar, and there were live bands there. In fact, I know musicians who have played there before, and, like, we just had a great time.
Fucking yiping ass dog.
I could do that too. I could live in a city like that. I would just find my own little niche within that city.
But that's my thing. It's like, I want a place where I don't feel pigeonholed and cornered and isolated.
I would find the clubs to go to.
Versus where we are now.
Like, the venues.
Where, like, everywhere I go, people see me as my parents' daughter. Like, I can't walk into a bar without the bartender going, oh, hey, how are your parents?
So,
like, hi, I'm my own person.
So you'd want, like, a clean slate.
It's not
wherever
just
you
a
go.
Clean slate, it's the idea of, like, I just want more things to do.
Sure.
Like, what is there for us to do? Go to Applebee's? 2 for 1s?
Woo.
Karaoke on Thursday nights at Applebee's?
Yeah, because we all want to do karaoke.
Yeah, because we're totally into that. Let me tell you.
I would never sing at karaoke, because then I get people going, oh my god, why aren't you a singer? And I'm just like,
I would never sing at karaoke
it.
Because I don't want people to hear me sing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, why
do
I have a very fake Instagram that everybody still cannot find.
Like, I'm like, there's a reason I don't perform anymore. I wonder what it is. Maybe it's because I don't like singing.
Oh, I love singing. I just don't like people hearing me sing because I'm afraid of judgment.
That's
literally the only reason why
fun.
I won't show Cody any money.
Drunk karaoke is pretty fun. And everybody starts
Failing
singing Journey songs.
Failing drunk karaoke when camping is hilarious.
Barbie Girl's a big one, too.
I need a soft egg.
Oh.
I just fear judgment when it comes to singing in front of people.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it.
I know I can't sing, which is why I don't do it.
I think
but
it's
like,
just like
I feel like I'm decent,
anxiety.
But then I feel like if people hear
it's
me, they're going to be like, oh, she sucks. I mean, he's heard
I feel
me
like
sing.
With training, what we have to train is your ear.
You've heard me sing.
I feel like if we could train your ear to match your vocal cords, you'd be better.
So
TJ's the only one that's heard me sing.
Barely.
I have a video of TJ singing.
I like him singing.
Delete it.
It's from Altered.
He sings on
Delete
Xbox
it.
Sometimes.
I mean
it. Pretty sure you're in costume.
But that's not like real. Was
Were
it like
you in costume? No, I'm pretty sure it was like the talent.
Wait,
you're
wait.
Can
I,
you
just,
edit?
I
Hold
love
a second.
What
can
you
edit
the
lip syncing battles?
I think so. No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's different. That's performance.
Okay. I love when he sings.
Just put that video
no, the
in this
thing
podcast.
Is the
Batman
thing. No.
Batman costume.
No, it wasn't a Batman costume.
Oh, wasn't
it
that
like
costume?
An old English costume of some kind.
Oh, was that the
I wasn't
when you did
singing,
Shakespeare?
Though.
No.
You did
that
Shakespeare.
Was a Shakespeare thing.
No, that was a Shakespeare thing. I was quoting Hamlet.
He sings good. I think he's good.
Yeah. No,
I just don't show Cody my voice because I know he's good at, like, editing voices. And
no,
he'll
he's
be
not.
Like,
I do the vocals.
I don't know. He'd be like, you suck at singing. I'll be like,
I'm the one with vocal coaching experience. I'm
You'd
the
be
one
like,
who does all the vocal stuff.
Brittany would be like, you suck at singing. Stop that shit.
You ever heard? Oh, never mind. People
anyway.
Might hear the podcast.
So do we want to?
Now that we're talking about fears and such,
we should go inside. Smoke some tea leaves.
Why would we smoke inside?
Fuck it?
Because you guys vape inside?
That's not the same thing.
It's not
vaping
the same.
And smoking are not the same thing.
Okay.
Vaping doesn't leave any residue.
Okay. So do we want to end this on a note, or...?
Well...
Or is there anything else you have in mind? Maybe
life sucks.
We started, we're at 48 minutes and 10 minutes.
Let's just all just
well,
say life sucks, and then we can clap out.
Life sucks. Life sucks, then you die. Well, the whole premise of the first episode, which none of you guys have heard, to be fair, some of you have heard the promo. You saw the video. It's the wrong video, and I'm so pissed about it.
I heard you do the first 10 seconds of it like 50 million times.
Yeah, because me and that audio were having a great time.
It just has come out. But, yeah.
Anyways, but, no, he's not talking about doing the video. He's talking about watching the edit the video.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fun day. So, yeah, this is more or less how things are going to go. We're going to get together, we're going to talk about some mental health shit, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
I am looking forward to this. And
not
all the...
so bad, is it, TJ? Riley.
Wait, what do you mean?
I was really awkward
wait,
in the beginning
wait,
because I knew I was on video.
I don't know.
I was for this.
She was not.
Just fuck you, that's why.
I'm just awkward and I know how horrid my voice sounds on recording.
No, I'm totally for this.
I'm not
this is cool,
it,
I like
so
this.
Shut up.
No, but you can't sound, make my voice sound not like a cat is being stomped on.
You don't sound like that.
I sound pretty bad.
Now, the only thing we need is a Let's Play channel so that we can monetize this, so that we can fund more of your podcast.
You realize that I can do that on my Anchor.fm channel, right? I can get sponsorships and shit.
Can I go back to mixing?
Cody is dismissed.
Cody's gonna go introvert.
We're gonna announce that to the podcast. Cody is dismissed.
And he's
you
introverting.
No, I'm waiting for the end now. No, now I'm on waiting for the end.
Defiance!
Hello,
so
shit.
If I just like took the laptop there.
So is this like reverse psychology or
I think it's done.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us for our week 2 podcast. And
woo!
Join us again next week for maybe a discussion on depression. We'll
we're
see.
Gonna go smoke tea leaves.
We're gonna smoke green tea leaves.
Do you have a catchphrase yet?
Life sucks!
Bye!
Fuck everyone!
Love a dum dum.
Bye!